Come July, Jose and Jose and Project Recycle are looking to roll out a new plan of action to get Barbadians to separate their garbage for recycling purposes. We've been hearing this from Anderson Cherry of Project Recycle.
Jose and Jose and Project Recycle is the only company in Barbados right now that does the collection from householders privately. We have a $40 collection where we collect from the householders, and Project Recycle has a new initiative of $20 where we ask the people to recycle, and we will do the pickup of the waste, both garbage and recyclables, and take them to the SBRC facility. We have Crystal Heights, which is a neighborhood where we pick up the garbage. We have several neighborhoods where we pick up the garbage, and some of them pick up the recyclables. But now we are doing a pilot program in St. Philip. We're going to ask the residents to do the separation of their waste, and we will take that recyclables to the SBRC facility. And the route that we are on in St. Philip have 3,300 houses. We are estimated to break them down in 500 groups and have about 2,500 people.
Mr. Cherry observes that with government struggling to improve garbage collection because of the shortage of trucks, it should put the focus on two areas.
Well, I know the government have a huge challenge on their hand right now in terms of the waste collection. And I would encourage government to look at it at a twofold, not only collection, but waste diversion. So in looking at the waste, I would encourage them to get the right type of equipment, which you could, while you're picking up the garbage, promote recycling. We will be rolling out in the month of June our split body recyclable trucks, and that is the way to go, because you have to look at it as a holistic thing. Just don't look at it at waste collection. Look at it as waste diversion.
And he expands on the concept of waste diversion.
Well, when we collect that waste from the householders and it is separated at source, when it gets to the landfill, which is one of the most expensive parts of dealing with the garbage, you can place the recyclables one place, you can place the organic material one place, and then you can look at the one that is that can be recycled, and then you can change the habits and behaviors of those people, like with the banning the plastics, lightweight packaging, things that cannot be recycled. I just think that it should be taken at this approach first. Look at the waste, the category of the waste that's coming out. The recyclables, look at that, and then start to put your bans on that material. Our vision is to promote recycling at every house in Barbados. And every house in Barbados, we hope someday we'll have a pink recyclable bin and a green organic bin.
As it stands right now, how receptive do you believe Barbadians are to that idea?
At Project Recycle, we had a lot of challenges in terms of putting it together. Right now, we have some vehicles coming in, which is the recyclable trucks. We have the bins. We have 2,500 bins on order, and we're hoping that they should be here by the end of June, and we're hoping that the St. Philip community will embrace the project. And in that initiative too, we also will be doing some big gift bags to help promote it.
Anderson Cherry of Project Recycle on Sagicor's Early Business.